15th Perek of Yevamos, Mishnah Zayin. Omra Meis Bailey, a woman who came to Bezdin and said, "My husband is dead." V'yakach Meis Chomi, and then afterwards my father-in-law died. Tinasa Tiva Ksuvasa, she can get remarried. Chamoisa Asura, her mother-in-law is also, because we said that a woman cannot testify for a mother-in-law. Aye, she's believed for herself to say that her husband died. Yeah, she's believed to say her husband died. She's not believed to say that her father-in-law died. Like we said in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Tafan says that we do not believe her, this woman at all, that the father-in-law died, and if she was a Bas Yisrael married to a Kohen, she could continue eating truma. We assume that her husband's still alive. Rabbi Kiva says no. We will not prevent her from doing averis by doing such a thing. We have to be choshish, maybe the husband did die. Therefore, you have to be machmer ad shetei asur linasa. She's not allowed to remarry. Asur lecha b'truma, and she's also asur to eat truma. Kiddush achas mechamesh noshim. Benu de'ezek kiddush. Person married one of five women. He does not know which. Kol achas v'meres oisi kiddush. Each one says, "I am the wife." What does he do? No, he's in get kol achas v'achas. He gives each one a get because each one says, "I'm married." Shavi nafshel chetichad isur. She's prohibited to get remarried unless she gets a get. To give five ksuvas is not required. He throws it in front of them, and they deal it between themselves, find a way to resolve their issue. The Maisa, they bring it to Bezdin, and Bezdin has to investigate the matter. This is Divrei Rabbi Tavna. That this is not Moitzi Midei Aveira. Ad She Gitein. Get the ksuva lechol achas v'achas. The aveir over here means that he has obligation to his wife. This person should have been more careful about who he's married. If he wasn't careful about who he married, then he has to give a ksuva to all five of them. Next time he'll be more careful. Gozel echad michamisha. He stole from one of five people. Then yodea meis a gozel. He doesn't know who he stole from. Kol echad oimer oisi gozel. Each one says, "You stole from me." So mas niach zeil b'neim mistalik. The Rebbe Tavan. Rebbe Tavan says, "Leave the money by Bezdin." And they'll have to resolve the matter between the five of them, who is the one who was stolen from. Kiva, even Rakiva says, since this guy was a Pesheya and he's a Ganev, he cannot get out of his predicament. And if five people come and make a claim that he stole from them, and he says, "I stole from somebody, I don't remember who," he has to pay every single one of them.